Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I'm your host, Matt, back from vacation, Bistany in the hizzy, joined this week by all the boys. The world's most interesting Sam is here.
Hello, sir, and welcome back.
Thank you. Charles Not Chucky is here.
Hello, boys.
He's recently out of the closet, and Buff Chick Dip Will's here.
Salutations.
It's getting weirder every week.
Every week, it's getting more weird. How is everyone? How was the week I was gone?
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, great, huh?
Great episode. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Great.
Some might say the most highly reviewed episode of the Top 5 of Death in recent years.
Was it reviewed by one person? Because that'd be still a correct statement. Which reminds me, go review the show. It's not that people aren't listening. It's just that everyone, we just have such a an old guard of listeners. And they're great. I love you all. But if you could go maybe create a couple new Apple accounts and review for us, that'd be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and while you're at it, check out some of the previous reviews. There'll be 5-star reviews that just shit all over us.
That's fine. As long as they're 5-star. What was I going to say? Sam, what's new with you? What happened? What's going on?
What's happened?
What just happened?
Okay, it wasn't just me.
Oh, it just cut out for a second, huh? Well, I guess we'll figure that out later. Sam, what's up with you?
I made a joke and it was dead silent.
Me too.
For so long. Oh, what's up with me? Still in the villages. We're heading out next week. I may or may not be here when we record next time. I might be back up in New Hampshire. Other than that, what else? I talked last week about dealing with Junie's thrombocytopenia again. She's doing good. I don't know, man. They're just trying to get some work done on the nonprofit. My official paperwork came back from the government. We are officially a 501c3 agency, which is cool.
Hooray.
Nice. Yay. Can I launder money through you?
Absolutely. That's what it's for.
Sweet.
I just started watching, I don't know if you guys have seen any of this, Billy Corgan's Adventures in Carnyland.
What? First of all, nope. Why do you think any of us would watch that? And third of all, what is it?
To answer both questions, it has a lot to do with the NWA.
Actually, I might be interested in that.
the Wrestling Alliance, not the rap group.
What's the name of the rap group?
The National Wrestling Alliance.
Quite the rap group. Rap group. Hold on. How fucked would that be if we started a rap group called the NWA, but it was the National Wrestling Alliance? Think just about that for a little bit.
Just copyright infringement from all levels.
That'd be so good. Anyway.
All right. What's stopping us?
I don't know. Talent? Time? skin color?
Just started watching that. It's on the CW app.
The app? Why is everything Billy Corgan touches lately like CW app worthy?
I don't know. I think that's where the NWA television show is going to be going as well.
Oh no, sure. I think the NW wrestling show is going to be on the UPN app.
Ugh. It's going to be on your local Telemundo app.
Yeah. NWA is going to the app, but NXT is actually going to their TV show.
Oh, interesting. All right, Charles, not Chucky, what's up with you?
Not much.
Cool.
Been a pretty easy week. Gotten back from vacation. I'm just kind of hanging out.
Nice.
Yeah. Going to run another long ass race this weekend.
Why?
It's my last one for a while.
What a lie.
Oh, I don't run in the summer. I run in the summer months. I don't compete in the summer months.
Oh, okay.
I'm too pale, and I don't like the heat.
Well, that's true. Buff Chick Soup, Will, what's up with you?
Yeah, I had a great week. Mother's Day weekend. Went up to Point Sebago with my sister's family and mom to celebrate. Cooked out on the grill. Had a good time.
Nice.
They did replace the pinball machine up there, which I had the high score on. And then I, of course, went and got the high score on the new Star Wars one. So,
wow. What is it, like 10?
No. They come pre-programmed with very high scores. So beating even the computer is a challenge.
Wow. I'm surprised you're not just drowning in women with statements like that.
Drowning in the love of my life, Rosa Valentine.
Aw. Is it weird that he married someone with the same last name as you?
The paperwork was so easy. Hey, oh man, Sam, you keep putting me in all these like legal puzzles. What happens if you marry someone with the same last name? Does that person like still have to legally change their name, or like is there anything delineatory to that? Or
nobody has to legally change their name, but also
I know, but
either end can change their name to literally whatever you want at that time. It's like the easiest time to go through a full name change. Like if you no longer want to be Matt Bisney, you want to be Chip Whitley.
I wouldn't, but
you don't get a new social security number or anything. You
can right. Oh, okay. That's just wild. Cool. Yeah,
Matt, go ahead. How was Disney?
Oh, thank you for asking. It was good. It was very, very hot. Sam, you are aware how hot it was.
It's been warm.
It's been like on average 18 degrees hotter than normal. The coolest day that we were down there was 94.
Woo!
Oh no.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was brutally hot. Yeah. I got sunburnt. That's how hot it was. But I really pushed the envelope on it because I don't wear sunscreen. I don't typically burn. In the parks, I was fine. So the first 2 days we did parks, no problem. Third day, pool day, just 6 hours, shirtless, totally exposed, no sunblock, just fucking roasting. And I got burned, baby. Not like terribly, terribly burned, but burned enough. I was like sun poisoned. Like the burn wasn't the worst part. It was just like I felt like shit. I went to the California Grill with my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, and we were supposed to have nice dinner. And dinner was nice, and it was very expensive, and I didn't eat any of it. I literally gave them my food. I was like, just tell me what you guys want, because I can't eat. I'm just going to hang. But, you know, I recovered, and it was fine. And the heat did make things a little tricky, because, you know, we have like a six-month-old with us, so we had to manage, you know, the baby's exposure to the heat and, you know, things like that. But she did good. Everyone did good. Everyone had a good time. It was fun. Probably won't go back till next November, because that's when like my points will re-up. And I was like, we were thinking about that on the while we were down there. And so the next time we go down there, like Birdie will be 2, because her birthday's in November. So it'd be weird to go with like a 6-month-old. Like, so next time we go, it's gonna be like balls out. Wednesday will be 5. It'll be a good time. Wednesday went on her first big girl ride because she was tall enough. She went on Soarin'.
Oh, cool.
She loved it. She was so much fun on the ride. She was yelling and hooting and hollering and throwing like fake punches at like the whales and stuff. It was very cute. it very much made me very, very happy.
Did you get a good seat on Soarin'?
We did. So we went with people that had never been before. Mm-hmm. And Sam, I can't tell you how stressed out I was walking up to that. I was like, I'm going to have to fucking pull some Disney Nazi shit and be like, listen, we're not getting on this fucking seat, okay? We're going to wait for friggin' this one.
No, I don't want to see the Eiffel Tower at a full bend.
Right. But no, we got a great seat. Center section, bottom row. So it was like, we saw the bottom, but I was like, I'll take the bottom over the side. But it was a good time. Good times had by all. That was pretty much it.
I appreciate that tip, because I'm going to Florida on Monday. And I checked the forecast. It's going to be mid-90s all fucking week.
Yeah, it's brutal. But me and Will and our ladies are going out to dinner on Saturday.
We are?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
First time Will's hearing this.
And
the wife set it up, I guess.
Yep. So I'll lay out all the tips and tricks and plans and whatnots for you.
Nice.
But the only other thing that I want to touch on for this week, because this happened today. Will, what happened today that would make me very happy?
My prediction was wrong.
You, Will, I'm so glad we were on such a wavelength that you know exactly what, hold on. Will, I'm sorry, not Will, Sam or Charles, do you know what I'm referring to?
Absolutely not.
Okay, Charles?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we could make a big swing guesses, but I actually don't know.
Okay, Will, why don't you announce to the world why I would be so happy as of what happened today?
This is a beautiful piece of news. For those who don't read the news daily, like fucking Neanderthals, there will be a presidential debate.
Yeah, boy. Oh, there'll be two.
CNN.
Yeah.
Two? I didn't read the whole article. I had a really bad day. But
so there'll be two, one in June on CNN, and then I think the other one's in September, and they haven't disclosed where that'll be. So
unreal.
I can't wait. So basically, Joe Biden came out with like this video challenging Trump to like a debate. He put out a 14-second video with 5 jump cuts in it. And
that's a sick promo.
Yeah. But it's like, everyone's like, why are there so many edits to this very short video? But I can't wait. I really, really can't. And again, in traditional uniparty fashion, they fucked over RFK. Every time a third party's polling well, they raise the minimum polling to just out of reach so they can't, so they don't qualify for the debates. They did it to Ross Perot, and they do it all the time. It's brutal. But that's the uniparty for you. But I'm very excited, so I was happy to hear that. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
I can't believe it's actually happening. I feel like they're going to pre-record it and edit it.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but like some of the demands Biden was making, he was basically, Trump was like, I don't care, whatever you want. And Biden was like, no, what was it? One of them was like, mics get cut off after like, you know, 30, like 90 seconds or whatever.
That's honestly not a bad idea.
No audience, Biden specifically requested.
Oh,
yeah.
Ew.
Bloodline rules.
Yeah, basically, it's pretty much bloodline rules.
We won't get that guy in the red sweater?
No, I guess not. I hope we get the fly back, though.
Oh, my God.
The fly. The fly of Mike Pence.
Pence's fly. Oh, I was watching that live.
So funny.
That guy has such... A, he's Principal Skinner, and he has Principal Skinner luck. He had the fly incident, and he fucking tanked his career by accidentally saying out loud... Americans aren't my concern, but he was making a broader point, but that was just like the end of it. Anyway, I was very pumped. I can't wait.
We should get tickets.
I can't. There's no audience.
No, that's right. We should become parties. Grips.
Yeah, that's what we should do. We should somehow go from no production history to enough to be grips on the presidential debate.
You know what? I know one person who works in production in Boston, and then we'll just bounce around from there and see how many people we can get connected to.
Nice. Let's do it. Get me in the room. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's my week. That's my day. It's my catch up. Who won? What's the winning status? What's going on?
I believe both myself and Will tied.
Ooh, two lovers.
No.
So I wrote a death in which I just killed Charles.
Yay.
Okay. And it's
yours is probably good. You want me to try mine first?
Yes. Yes, sir. Go for it.
As I said, I've had quite a hectic week. Where's the voting here? Okay. Charles went out to the arcade one day with his good pals Will, Sam, and Matt. He first pumped a bunch of quarters into Primal Rage, which was a fucking stupid game with dumb dinosaurs fighting when Mortal Kombat was right next door. He wasted his time there for quite some time until he saddled up to the air hockey table with Will, who proceeded to bounce the puck off his forehead numerous times, lacerating him all over his upper torso. Still bleeding, Charles decided, I want to go play this Down the Clown game. And he pelted the fuck out of those clowns with pinpoint accuracy. releasing all the asbestos inside of each one of them. As he sat there, winded, breathing in the asbestos dust, he felt his jaw getting more irritated and throat becoming like fiberglass was laced inside of it. He then went over to this Kung Fu Panda Dojo Mojo game, which is supposed to be for handicapped people, but he pushed the guy out of the way and started slapping on the drums like a gorilla that we all know he is. After quite some time, banging on those bongos, never hitting the high score, which is weird because the guy sort of an athlete, he headed over to the Jurassic Park pinball table. Little did he know, it was under maintenance and the glass was removed from the top of the table. Trying to hit a skill shot, the ball ricocheted off a ramp and down his throat, choking him to death while he died of his lacerations from air hockey and the asbestos poisoning from down the clown.
Nice. Very nice.
A noble death.
Okay, I didn't write a song this week. For real. Okay. Just so we're perfectly clear, Charles did not have an erection because he was surrounded by children. Was his penis engorged with blood and threatening to burst from his denim jorts? Yes. Was he surrounded by no less than a dozen children aged 6 through 12? Without a doubt. But those two facts had nothing to do with one another.
I don't like this.
The crowd of children and Charles' engorged member were both a byproduct of his near record-breaking run at the Jurassic Park pinball game, of course. The arcade was hot, partly from the summer air blowing through the arcade's open facade, and partly due to the sheer body warmth of all the children surrounding Charles. Charles's brow furrowed and his tongue poked from the side of his mouth as he concentrated as hard as he ever had in his life. He hit the flippers, first left, then right, then two quick taps on the left again. His score increased, and his erection raged, and the children, again unrelated to the erection but still in close proximity, cheered him on. The all-time high score was 144,631,417,150. Charles was closing in, only several hundred points away. "Let's go, mister," a young boy with buck teeth shouted. "He's really doing it," cried a little girl. "Yeehaw!" shouted a tiny voice from somewhere in the crowd. Charles wiped the sweat from his brow, which proved to be his fatal error. The sweat on his palm caused his hand to slip in an inopportune time, and the ball sank back into the machine from whence it came, less than a dozen points away from breaking the world record. Wayne Knight appeared on a small screen atop the machine and said, "Game over. Looks like you're a real piece of shit." There was a moan from the crowd of children, and Charles's erection quickly deflated. The crowd dispersed, and Charles was left alone at the now inactive machine.
"Gee, Charlie, you gave it your best shot," a tiny voice said.
It was followed by a tiny cough. Charles looked around for a sympathizer, but found none. "Who said that?" a perplexed Charles queried.
"I did,"
a tiny voice chirped.
"Down here, buddy."
"Down? Down where?" Charles turned around, searching for the owner of the voice.
"Meet me in the bathroom, champ. We don't have much time."
Charles shrugged and walked to the closest arcade bathroom.
"Unzip those jorts and get me some air," the tiny voice croaked, frailer than before.
Charles pulled down his jorts and looked at horror at his tiny, deflated penis.
"I'm dying, Charles,"
the member squeaked. "Dying? Why?"
"You thought you were a real man, and you almost did something worth being remembered for. And I was so proud, so hard, and so proud. But now I'm attached to a loser, and I can't get enough blood to survive.
Oh no, what can I do, Charles?" Oh, I should have pre-recorded this. "What can I do?" Charles screamed at his penis.
I just need true love's kiss."
"I got you, buddy. I'm going to rush home to Jess. She'll..."
"Not that skank,"
the flaccid dong interrupted. Charles stared at his penis. His penis stared back. Suddenly, there was a knock on the door.
"Not now!"
They both shouted.
I'm crying. Okay. This is my first time rereading this. Like, kill me.
Okay.
Not now, they both shouted in unison. It's you, buddy. It's always been. I just need one kiss. Charles, not knowing what else to do, bent forward. Just a little closer. Charles bent more, his back bowing and contorting. He was so close, but yet so far away.
Closer.
Charles strained and bent closer. He pursed his lips, mere micrometers from the tip.
Closer.
Charles gave a mighty groan as he bent even further in half. Suddenly there was a snap, and Charles's back broke. He tumbled forward, pants around his ankle, his flaccid penis lolling to the side. His now paralyzed body fell directly into the bathroom door, which opened with his body weight. Charles stumbled out of the bathroom and directly back into the crowd of arcade goers, many of whom, again, were children. The crowd screamed at the naked, paralyzed man. When Charles made contact with the ground, the impact gave him just enough of a push where his lips made momentary contact with his penis, which immediately sprang to life. Unable to move to cover his pride, Charles simply lay there, naked from the waist down, in front of a crowd of children and their parents, his penis painfully erect. Not knowing what else to do, a concerned mother lifted up one stiletto-heeled foot and drove the spike directly into Charles's temple, ending both his humiliating situation and his life. And that's how he died.
Well, I gotta go think about my life.
I enjoyed that as much as Sam enjoyed that.
Very well done, Sam.
Thank you. No song this week, I told you.
Sure.
Still waiting for it. It could happen.
And 2, 3, 4.
And my number two pick is... Oh, we put the cassette in. Hold on.
Oh, boy. All right.
Excellent.
All right. So who picked this week's topic?
I did.
You did. All right, so what are we talking about? Are we talking about what, worse moms? I have a question.
Yes.
Is this fictional or real?
I think we can we can broaden it out to whatever, real or fictional.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Fine.
All right. We had a little delay recording this past week. We were going to record this on Mother's Day, which is hilarious. But I think it's still applicable, still going to come out, you know, in relative proximity to Mother's Day. So we're talking about the shittiest moms ever. And who would like to start?
I'll go.
Do it.
All right. My number five, worst mother. And this one might be a bit controversial, but I mean, number five, Mother Teresa. Okay.
Here we are.
Here we are. You want to talk about full of yourself? Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about sanctimonious? This lady is everywhere. She's got statues of herself all over the place. She thinks she's so cool. Okay. For a broad that's never like had any, like, is a total prude, right? No one's ever. She's never given it up, right? Am I right? Am I losing everyone? Anyway, so she's a bad mom. She's a bad mother. I don't like it. I don't like her. She wraps herself in charity and like uses it for clout. She's a clout chasing, bead wearing, no pussy giving, bad mother. So she's my number five.
Good old Mother Teresa.
No, bad old Mother Teresa.
I was actually hoping, because I remember there being a lot of controversy when she died, claiming that she really was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know any off the top of my head here. I was waiting for you to drop one. But
I did. She's fucking, just a fucking bitch. She's a fucking bitch. I don't know what else to say. She was just... you know, holier than thou attitude, and
she gave people a lot of bad medical advice.
Of course, she did.
You know,
what do you expect from someone more into faith a than medicine? Isn't a mom?
Yeah,
that's right. Not even a real mother.
Not even a mom.
Exactly, but calls herself Mother Teresa. What's she mother of? Fucking dry pussy having ladies. Am I right?
Eternal damnation.
How many times can I reference Mother Teresa's pussy?
It'd be just so dry.
I mean, who knows? No one's ever seen it. It could not even be there for all we know. She could be Father Teresa. We'd have no idea.
That's a fair point.
Does anyone here grow up Catholic?
No.
What are you, Jim Gaffigan?
Episcopal, but which is very similar.
So I know in the Catholic
Church. It's a Catholic light, according to his joke.
There you go.
They have like a relic from a saint and like, you know, like under the altar or whatever. It's like they have, I think I went to St. Jerome's in Weymouth and they had like St. Jerome's toenail like under the under the altar. I don't think that's wrong. I think that's actually what they had. So I wonder if they have Mother Teresa's labia somewhere. Just,
I mean,
in a box. A box.
It'd be nice to have some sort of proof. God, yeah. I bet she has the thickest bush. I bet it's like basically just like a fucking old Brillo pad you find under the sink. Oh, God. She doesn't even bend. She was hunched over only because her pubes were pressing on her pelvis so hard because they were so thick and tight and taut and just pressing into her. Oh, God. And I bet it stinks. Anyway. Anyone want to go?
Yeah, I think we should all go.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
I can't even pronounce your real name. Please.
Right. Who's next?
My number five is from a show, which I'll try not to spoil too much for you, Matt, but Sons of Anarchy, Gemma Teller.
You can go. I think I'm off the Sons train.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, where'd you fall off?
Season 2, episode 2.
Okay, so you didn't see this mom really turn into the evil fucking terrible mom that she became.
No, but so I left off on after she got assaulted and she was kind of dealing with that, which to me, at that point in time, I would assume they were trying to have her become a sympathetic character in some regard.
Yeah, it didn't really go that way. She got really into the club. She wanted to keep the club going. Keeping Jax in the club was more important than his well-being or safety. She just got caught up in the power grab of it all. And the big spoiler here, go ahead and mute, that she was kind of, you know, her husband died because of her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that it?
Yeah. And then she kind of like tried to take his spot and like live that life. And she was just a fucking biker bitch that, you know, wasn't looking out for her kid at all. She was just trying to keep the club, i.e. her power, her reputation, as high as possible.
One thing I hated about that is like the whole like biker culture of, you know, when two people officially become a couple and it's like, oh, you're my old lady. It's like, oh, fucking, why would you ever want to refer to your significant as your old lady? It's like Mother Teresa pussy. Just fucking gross.
This is portrayed by Katie Sagal, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Peg.
I don't want to say too much. She's out there in other shows.
That's true.
Yep, just in case.
But yeah, Sons of Anarchy was great. Gemma Teller, hateable mom, terrible mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, I'll probably, by the time I decide to jump back into the show, I'll forget this conversation entirely.
Yeah, sure.
And, yeah, okay. All right, no. Any other thoughts on Gemma Teller? All right.
I haven't watched the show in years, so I have no...
Well, there you go.
I have no opinions.
Charles, why don't you go next?
All right, my number five is probably the only... See if I can get away with this one. My number five is Pageant Moms.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll let me get away with that broad of a group, but...
No, I think that's good. They're definitely, I'll put it this way, they definitely act in such a collective manner that they might as well just be one entity.
Yeah, it's, I find like the pageantry, putting your young children in pageants to be gross overall, especially, this goes against apparently what just happened to my death, but,
I heard something different.
Yeah, but yeah, also in just the moms in general are trying to make it about themselves and just, man, kids don't need to be going into pageants. It's weird.
It is weird. I don't think there's any like, I can't think of like having kids, right? None of my kids have ever been like, man, you know what I like doing? Pageants.
Dressing up like an adult.
It's so bizarre. It's a very bizarre thing. I don't know. I don't know. There's no way that wasn't created specifically originally by just like shitty Munchausen by proxy mothers that just want to live vicariously through their kids in some sort of success. It's brutal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of a trend through a lot of other hobbies in 100%. General as well. Cause you have it in dance moms, you have it in like sports parents are kind of the same way.
Everything. So. Mm-hmm. There is a very specific person that you could have mentioned.
Yes.
I thought about it, but I don't have enough information. I feel like she branches off into other shitty reasons. Well,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Not on my list in case you wanted to bring it up.
Don't even know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
JonBenet Ramsey's mom.
Oh, yeah.
That's not who I was talking about.
Oh, yep.
Well, obviously, she's not on your list either.
Yeah,
she was a pageant child that got killed, and there's a lot of controversy. There's a conspiracy topic for you guys. Check that in the Discord, because it's wild. There's some good documentary out there. But,
yep. Did Santa Claus do it?
I was referring to Honey Boo Boo's mom, but yes.
There's a lot of shitty ones out there.
Mm-hmm. That's true. All right. Yeah. Okay. That's a good one. Yeah. All right, Sam, number five.
My number five is Cookie Fleck.
Who?
Number five is Cookie Fleck.
All right, Will.
Is this Cookie Monster's mom?
Oh, wait, no. I know who this is. This is Arthur Fleck's mom.
Oh, no, it's not. Just coincidence.
Oh.
In show?
Oh, yeah, Best in Show, yeah. This is Catherine O'Hara's character in Best in Show. She's a dog mom in this.
Oh,
But this is an offshoot of the child pageant, where this is the dog show mom, which is just brutal.
That's such a good pick.
Just pulling up the tail so everyone can look at your dog's genitals, parade them around, and yeah, it's no good. It's not a good life for a dog. So Catherine O'Hara playing Cookie Fleck. Did anyone see Best in Show?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Good.
Criminally underrated.
I love all these Christopher Guest movies.
Yeah.
This
is one of the best.
Agreed. And there's so many stupid dog jokes in it that it's, you know, it hits home. It's good. I won't say much more about it because I think it's kind of an offshoot of the child pageant thing, but just with dogs. But Catherine O'Hara playing Cookie Fleck. Number five.
I didn't know dog pageant moms or show moms was a thing.
Yes, they are. I've met enough of them.
Sam, do you ever go to dog shows? Like,
No. It's so outside my world. Okay. Running around in a little suit. Yeah. It's no good. No good.
With the sequins vest while you keep the leash up high.
Oh my God.
Running your fucking dilapidated dogs around the track.
Oh yeah, I get a lot to say about those types of dogs that are in those shows. They're consistently like really overbred and really unhealthy.
Down with the bulldog breeders and all them fucking people.
Yeah, but we don't need to go full on activist on that. But it's pretty rough. Ruff, get it?
Ha 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 ha.
All right. Anyways, Cookie Fleck.
All right, Cookie Fleck. All right, I'll keep the train rolling here with my number four. My number four worst mom is Caitlyn Jenner, who's a dad. So probably by default, one of the worst. Not through anything other than it's just tough. Also, just a weird scenario all around. And they killed a person. So pretty bad.
True.
Pretty bad.
Ooh, excuse me.
I
have one sneeze to say about that.
That was a sneeze?
Did Charles just like sneeze himself off the show because he's gone? As soon as you sneezed, he disappeared from my screen.
Yep. He's trying not to catch whatever I have.
I'm trying to think whether or not I accidentally closed him out, but I'm nowhere near doing that.
He just started running.
It just started running.
Yeah, maybe he's gonna show up here next.
All right, quick top five things we don't like about Charles before he gets back. Number five, he's so fucking tall.
Yeah,
all right, Sam, go.
That beard.
A beard. All right, that's a good number five. Will?
Yeah.
The whole dinosaur thing. What's that?
I don't know. All right, number four. His like fake like addiction to running. I think it's just like, come on, that's the worst fucking trait ever. All right, mm-hmm. Sam?
The fact that he goes by Charles, it's way too formal.
Oh my God, that's a good one. Will?
He doesn't like running. He just, his wife does, and he can't stop staring at her ass.
There you go. That's true. Mm-hmm. All right. That actually brings me up to my number three. I don't think his wife is real. Okay, he's back.
Fiance.
What happened?
I don't know. Ever since we had that weird lag out, like, y'all have been lagging, and then it just got worse and worse.
Maybe Clean Feed's having a fucking issue on their side. Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway. Yeah, so Caitlyn Jenner, terrible mom. Great dad, terrible mom. yeah, all right, so that's, we can move on. You don't want to let me go too long on this one. Who's that? Will, you follow me? Yeah.
Yeah. My number four, from the show Shameless, Monica Gallagher. Anybody watch that show?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Never seen it.
Oh. Yeah, so if you're not familiar with Shameless, it's really just this like super depraved, like super poor family. They had like seven kids, I forget. But Monica was the mom, and she like wasn't even in the show for most of the show. She would just pop in like as an episode, like Lionel Hutz would. Mm-hmm. But she was like this super, you know, mental, you know, had mental problems, bipolar person. Addicted to drugs, always had like a new man or person with her when she did pop up. And she just never took any steps to better herself. She would just kind of show up with the family when she needed something or when she was doing good, but she didn't bring anything to the table, and basically dumped this, you know, family of, I think five kids all on her oldest daughter. And the whole show is kind of about Fiona raising this family because the mom and dad are both complete pieces of shit. So it's the struggle of a single mom who was a daughter, not really a mom. So for her to dump that on her own kids and just kind of let it go. And, you know, it's a very heartwarming show, even though it's very guttery. But I'm into that stuff because I grew up in the gutter, motherfucker.
It's crazy. This show's been on for over 10 years, and I've honestly never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's over now. It ended a couple years ago. Fantastic if you're into that gritty. Frank Gallagher is one of the best characters to ever be on a TV screen. But anyway, this is about the mom, Monica, like I said, in and out, never giving anything of substance, just draining from an already depleted pool.
What a piece of trash.
Yeah.
Suitable number four. I wish I could contribute at all to this. But I appreciate your opinion.
And ladies and gentlemen, every week we say we're trying to keep the show short. And this is how we do it.
Oh, yeah.
Who's next?
Oh, is it me?
Yes.
My number four is, do y'all remember the tan mom?
Oh, yeah. Which one?
Patricia Krentzil. She's the one who took her 5-year-old daughter to the tanning salon.
Oh, I thought you'd talk about Tan Mom from like Howard Stern.
There's more than one?
Yeah.
Interesting. No, uh-huh. I just took the one who took her daughter to a tanning salon. And apparently last year she also ran for Senate.
Oh,
I was just gonna say
in Florida.
I Googled that and I'm like, running for Senate. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I see that she has a new docuseries available now on Prime Video, which means that anything is possible.
She ran on the platform of more global warming.
Wait, what happened?
Ladies what? Tan.
Oh.
Man, that sucks.
Oh, what a crazy looking motherfucker this lady is.
I don't want to say that she's exactly what's wrong with America, but pretty sure she's what's wrong with America.
She's in there.
She's exactly a Florida person, even though apparently I think she's from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I think yeah, have to presents Florida, so there you go.
They trickle down.
You have to be a certain degree of black as a white woman to be the head of an HOA.
What?
Is that a tan mom quote?
No.
Or is that a Will original?
These are the villages is probably filled with these ladies, Sam.
Oh, like the leathery tan creatures? Yeah. Yes, absolutely they are.
Peel off some skin. Meets them at the weekly orgy.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm just trying to work my way into a couple wills before I depart.
You know, just buy me dinner first.
Which loofah do you put out for that?
Woo! All of them. It's a rainbow. Just down for anything.
Mother Teresa's pussy.
You know what?
Use that one in there.
Yep.
Paler than this, ladies. There we go.
So what happened to the five-year-old?
I don't know.
Seems like an important part of the story.
Yeah. What happened to her daughter?
I don't know.
She was acquitted.
Who knows?
Acquitted of child endangerment charges. That's what it says here.
Yeah, it's wild, the ignorant things parents do. But
goodness.
And it was definitely just for, like, it had to be for the attention. But God, this photo is wild from her back in the day.
Is it hot?
No. Oh. She looks like she got the spray tan treatment that, like, those body competition people get. Just like brown. Right on her face. Yeah.
Has anyone ever been to a bodybuilding competition, like, in person?
Why? Yeah, yesterday and every weekend.
Yeah, Will's a regular. He's a season ticket holder.
Go Brutes.
I went to one that a friend of mine was in, and it's wild the color that they make those people. Like, it's not at all like a natural or appealing color. They look insane, but like,
you have a friend who's a bodybuilder?
She did. She did a competition like 10 years ago. It was a Kaylee's sister-in-law.
Oh, the boxing.
Yeah. Person? Yep, boxing person.
I met her. Yeah. Very nice. Okay.
We went to, we called it her muscle concert. Yep.
Play the hits. All right. Yeah. Cool. Tan mom. Gotcha. Who's next? Sam.
My number four is Catherine O'Hara's character Moira Rose in Schitt's Creek.
I disagree. So much.
All right. Let me hear your rebuttal.
I mean, she raised two pretty good kids in the end, if you think about it.
No.
She taught her daughter to be independent and stand on her own feet.
Uh-huh. Did she?
Mm-hmm. How'd her daughter end up in the end?
Does she end up independent and on her own feet?
Yes.
Or 6 feet under.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't seen the end of Schitt's Creek.
What? How dare you put this on here?
I don't know. To me, oh, no. I was just about to say something.
Why not?
No, it's fine.
All right.
I'll side with you, Sam. She cared more about her hats than her children.
Exactly.
She's just her wigs.
Just a rich bitch. I'm sorry, wigs. With her wigs. The goddamn wigs and her hats just to detach from reality. I don't think you can go to her for like good motherly advice. She's in it for herself. Catherine O'Hara as Moira Rose in Schitt's Creek.
All right.
I can't wait to predict your next pick here. Come on.
Checking her IMDb now.
Shit, what was my number four?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, yeah.
What other trans person would you like to put on your list?
Bad mom, good dad.
All of them.
My number three. You know, talk about bad moms. How about moms that weren't even there, right? That's pretty bad. Abandoning your family and just letting them, like, you know, basically having the dad have to raise them on their own. So my number three is Pam Tanner from Full House.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay.
Seriously. Damn.
How did she die in canon?
According to the internet, she was struck by a drunk driver, but I think that's horseshit. I think that's just cover. I think she ran off with the drunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she committed the drunk driving accident, and that's why he had to have his two fucking brother-in-laws come over to split the rent, because he had to pay all the legal fees for the guy that she killed.
Yeah, maybe. Kind of like Caitlyn. And then she disguised herself as a opposite sex, and now she's the opposite of Caitlyn Jenner. Because they also killed a person, so.
I heard she's making her return in the sequel Fullest House.
The Fullest House. And that's just the new season of Orange is the New Black. Fullest House of Corrections.
More like Fuller Blouse with that middle sister, am I right?
Stephanie? Sweeten? Stephanie?
Yeah, Jodie Sweetin, or is that her name?
Yeah. Big ol' honkers.
but like, former meth head too.
Really?
Wasn't that the most distracting thing?
What, the honkers?
Yes. When she came back from Fuller House. Right. Exactly. Those are bolt-ons.
No.
Those look like
I don't know.
Those are big sloppy mama jamas.
Steph Tanner honkers. come on. Give me a picture of her as an adult, please. God damn it. That's it. Well, I'm on a list. That's the end of me. That's the end of me.
Honkers.
But yeah, Pam Tanner, come on. Don't abandon your family like that. It's fucking terrible. What a fucking selfish act.
Mm-mm.
Unbelievable.
At least her decisions led to a hit sitcom.
I guess. But I mean, it's still a pretty bad mom move. I mean, daughters need their mothers. Daughters need their mothers. And then, you know, what's her face? Tried to fill the gap.
Aunt Becky?
Aunt Becky.
Lisa?
Yep.
Yeah. No, Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky.
Who is? Yeah. Whew, my God. Aunt Becky in the...
Either just got out or is about to get out of jail.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't Lori Loughlin tied up in...
Right, but that's for being a good mom, an illegal good mom.
That's true.
So you can't even put her on the list for that. Fair. She was illegal. She was so good it was illegal. But yeah, Pam Tanner, fuck you, you fucking bitch. Anyway, that's my number three. Will?
Great pick. My number three is Charlotte Pickles.
That's a good one. That's a great pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charlotte.
Charlotte Pickles, for those who may not know, is the mother of the sweet Angelica Pickles from Rugrats, the Nickelodeon cartoon. And
classic career woman who should have never had kids.
Yep. She's a career woman. Did not care about the kids. Instilled this mentality of like boss bitch into her daughter, which made her a terrible friend for all the Rugrats.
Yeah.
She wanted to be all bossy and mean to everybody. And they had to continuously teach her lessons because she did not have a mother figure close enough in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Giving her the right lessons. And I'm all for teaching hard work. But there was definitely, you know, not enough tummy time between Charlotte and Angelica.
Yeah.
Pretty hot though.
Is she?
She could work those cheekbones.
Yeah.
How are the honkers?
Oh, modest.
That's okay. But
she also had her little bitch, Jonathan, she was always talking to on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's fucking sucking his dick. No way. There's no way she's not. Oh,
God. Imagine the queening she did on him.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Yeah, she's a shit mom. Always on the phone.
Yep.
She was the original always on the phone mom. Like she's the first one.
Yeah, for sure. Before like Blackberries and smartphones were even around.
My YouTube playlist has been playing in the background, and I just looked at my phone, and the video playing is how to make her squirt. So
how's your algorithm?
So because originally when Will's death was going on, I wanted to play queef noises in the background, and I found a video of how to queef, and that's just been playing, and now I'm on how to squirt.
So, pow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's just check in where we're at. Let's see.
Through the same channel as urine, but it comes from a different gland. It's actually liquid that the body exchanges from the blood. It's not bad to squirt. It's not unhealthy to squirt. It feels great to squirt, but it's some really vital stuff you gotta know. The other thing that is vital for you to know is that the Skene's gland is closely associated with the G spot.
Okay. I don't need to know any of this.
I have a comment. I have a comment here.
Okay.
So this topic to me is
which,
like,
topic?
The topic of is squirting real or not, or okay, is it just piss? I feel like I go back and forth on it, like when the news says, is chocolate good for you? Find out at 11. I find myself going like, oh yeah, the biology isn't there. That's just piss. It's fine. Whatever. And then like the next week, it's like, no, different gland. What gland? I don't have access to these glands.
I don't know either. I don't know either.
Time will tell.
What? Why?
You're going to find out at some point, Matt, apparently.
Well, AI's coming on strong.
Yep. Yeah, I guess so.
Into Charlotte Pickles squirting. We need to see what comes up in the old AI art generator deal.
If anybody on my list is squirting, it's Charlotte Pickles.
Huh. Where are we? Who's up? Will?
Me.
No, oh, Charles.
Yeah. My number three is Dee Dee Blanchard. Dee Dee Blanchard is?
No.
Oh, wait.
Not up on your true crime?
Yeah. I mean,
Gypsy Rose Blanchard's mom. Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah.
Dee Dee Rose Blanchard.
And Gypsy Rose is bad as well.
Yes. Yep. Convinced her internet boyfriend to come and kill her mom. To be fair, that mom had it coming.
Yes.
I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
I totally, listen, the whole scenario, the only thing that's wrong in that scenario, well, two things. One, the initial interaction between the mom and the daughter, but mm-hmm. involving that other guy, she should have just killed herself. And it's wild that he's in jail still and she got out and now she's like an internet celebrity and people, I don't get fucking people at all. I don't understand it. And then like people are like, live your best life, queen. Yes. It's like, you're a fucking awful human being. And I get it. You had a really bad childhood. I totally understand. But that doesn't excuse essentially doing the same thing to some other guy. It's bad.
She's got Gypsy Rose has got a crazy like track record already based on childhood, having her mom murdered, going to jail, marrying a guy while in jail, and now she's divorced from the guy. All at the age of 32.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You ever seen that poor sad sack that was her husband while she was in jail?
Oh my God, he's...
That she immediately broke up with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was like Peter Griffin.
Right. Hopefully she goes on some sort of celebrity boxing sooner than later.
I'll box her. Am I a celebrity on the show?
Yes.
God, I'd love to box her.
You'll have a pretty good chance. She's got the like one of those Shawn Michaels eyes going on. So,
oh, would she get hit by a TV?
Possibly.
As far as I know, that's the only way you get an eye like that. It's when you get hit by a TV. Oh man, she sucks.
But people are supporting her online.
Because fucking people are
very bizarre.
What were you going to say, Charles? You're going to say something.
No. I was just going to say, great. Dee Dee Blanchard, pretty fucking awful.
All right. Yeah. Sam, number three?
All right. My number three is, I'm going to mispronounce her name because my brain shut off. Delia from Beetlejuice.
Delilah?
Is it Delilah? It's not spelled like that.
Delia?
Delia? It's D-E-L-I-A. Played by Catherine O'Hara. She's the mom from Beetlejuice that moves in with all her fucking stupid art. And the art's bad. And everyone knows it's bad, but no one will tell her it's bad.
It's Delia.
Delia, thank you.
It is Delia, yeah.
Well, the art was good, but the movers banged it into the house and ruined it.
Will's got a point.
No, it was bad before and it was bad after. Also, she's married to a fucking pedophile.
Yeah, but did you see her sideburns in this movie?
Hold on, you're gonna have to explain that pedophile comment to me.
What's the actor's name? Jeffrey, he won't be back in the second Beetlejuice movie, that's for sure. What's his name? Played her husband.
Jeffrey Goldblum.
Nope.
Careful, careful. This might be the end of the show with that.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
Charles
Dietz?
That's the character's name.
Who played him?
Jeffrey Epstein?
Too many evil Jeffreys. No, this guy was in every 80s movie.
I know.
Jeffrey Jones.
Jeffrey Homer? This is God. Free Jones?
Free Jones.
Jeffrey Jones?
Yeah, Jeffrey Jones.
Yikes.
I just IMDb Beetlejuice thinking I clicked the right one. It's fucking Beetlejuice.
Oh, the black one?
Howard Stern show.
He's so funny.
Anyways, Jeffrey Jones was arrested in 2002 for possession of child pornography and soliciting a 14-year-old boy to produce sexually explicit images between September 2000 and May 2001. I think there's more, but I mean, that's at least a little bit of it.
So asking is just a crime now?
That's a weird stance.
Yo, this dude's mustache gave it away. He was a pedophile. Come on.
Yeah. Anyways, he won't be back in the second movie, but you know who will be?
Glenn Shaddix?
I hope so. Is he alive?
Delia?
I don't know. Nope, 2010.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. He seemed very unhealthy. But no, fucking Catherine O'Hara as a shitty mom. Yeah, I don't know. She sucks. What else are we going to say? She's in with her fucking art and her bullshit.
I guess so. I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not
wrong. Anyone else see Beetlejuice?
Yeah, I love it.
Was she a stepmom in that movie?
Good question.
I don't know. Maybe.
I want to say.
Winona Ryder is so hot in that movie, though.
She like
they all are.
14 in that movie?
Hey, listen. If Jeffrey Jones can get away with it for that long. No, how old is she in that movie?
Let's see. Movie came out in 1988. Winona Ryder, born in. Why can't I find this? 1987. She's born in 1971. Okay, so she's 16, 17.
Yeah.
I will confirm stepmother.
Stepmother?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You know what's a weird thing? Just like age in general, right? Like,
oh.
Oh boy.
No. Just hear me out. Hear me out.
Go on.
It's like, 21 to drink, right? Mm-hmm. The day before you're 21, you can't drink, but the day you turn 21, you can. I know that needs to be like some like line, but it's such like an arbitrary thing where it's like, I don't know. Just the more I think about it, I'm like, this is really bizarre.
Yeah. And it's different in every country and every culture.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. It's weird.
But
it's
you
weird
can to, go to war.
You can pick up a rifle and fight for Uncle Sam, but you can't have a beer.
Oh, and talk about renting a car. Come on. You got to be 25. Am I right?
Yeah, probably for the best. All right, who's up now? Me?
You.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, shit. Fuck, hold on. Fuck! Oh, I gotta get this person's name. All that work and what did it get me? All right, my number two, okay? My number two. Martha Thomas. Sam, do you know who that is?
Martha is
Martha Thomas.
Martha.
It's not Martha from
Thomas
from Baby Reindeer.
No.
Okay.
Why does this sound familiar?
It's fictional. I'll give you that.
Okay.
All right. Not real. Fictional. It is the aunt / mother from Sleepaway Camp. Sam?
I know. I don't think I ever saw Sleepaway Camp.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? The fucking person who's seen every horror movie ever. You've never seen fucking Sleepaway Camp? What the fuck?
All right. Here.
So do you not know the twist for Sleepaway Camp?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We can't.
No, what the fuck am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? What am I going to do?
No, I've definitely seen like a mini documentary about Sleepaway Camp.
But you didn't watch the movie?
No. I really don't like slashers.
Oh, my God.
Too scary.
I don't like slashers. Oh, hey. Pause. Time. Speaking of slashers, the new Strangers. Has anyone seen that?
There's a new Strangers?
Is that?
It's going to be three new Stranger movies.
Okay.
Oh.
Is there a second one?
Like, have they announced it yet? Or
No. So there's the first one that I love. I could have sworn another one came out that I didn't see. But I heard it was bad.
It is bad.
Okay.
Is it Strangers 2?
It's like Night or something. Strangers 2. Yeah. It's bad. I saw it. It was actively bad.
Okay. I'm glad I didn't see it. But this new one is what? The first of a trilogy?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. They announced three of them. I think they're going to come out kind of similar to when they did like the Fear Street movies, how they're going to just like blast them out every couple months.
Sick.
Sweet. Yeah. Anyway, back to you not seeing Sleepaway Camp, you fucking fraud.
I never heard of it.
You never heard of Sleepaway Camp?
What? Oh, my God.
Well, Will, here's the thing. Will's not in the horror movies anyway, so I don't. That's fine for Will. But Sam, always been like, I'm horror movie king this. I know I watch all the horror movies. My name's Sam. If you want to know two things about me, it's dogs and horror movies. I'm Sam. I go to Florida more often than anyone.
All right, Sam, stop bragging. Matt, you were going to say something?
My name's Sam. Oh. My friend was in a bodybuilding competition. That's right. I went to one. We called it a muscle concert.
You remembered.
My phone's ringing. It's my wife. Mm-hmm. Which means I have to go upstairs and check on something. So I'll be right back. My name's Sam.
Boy, does he know me or what?
Yeah.
So Sleepaway Camp. Did anyone else see Sleepaway Camp?
I have seen Sleepaway Camp. It's a nice classic movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no one else has seen it, so I don't know what to tell you. It's got a great twist at the end.
Can we just spoil the twist now?
No,
sure. This was it from 1983. Who fucking cares?
Daniel Sepultura wasn't alive in 1983.
There's enough warning. There's enough warning. The spoiler's coming. All right.
Yep. All right. Go in and spoil the twist to Sleepaway Camp.
Well, she it's hard to fucking explain, but she's not a girl.
Mm-hmm, you know that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's like her brother, right?
Yep.
And that explains her crazy eyebrows. They're like.
Also, the reveal has that like classic kind of creepy. I consider it one of the creepier faces in horror, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All you have to do is look up Sleepaway Camp and it's going to pop up.
Yeah. When she just hangs dong, it's again really distracting.
And it's huge. No.
Yeah.
You know what? Not as crazy as a bush to Teresa. It's not.
Anyone see Sleepaway Camp 2, Unhappy Campers? Or Sleepaway Camp 3, Teenage Wasteland?
Yeah. I watch that all the time. I love that fucking movie. Will's that's the one where the girl with the fucking bangs just opens her very big mouth a lot.
Yep. There's a documentary series on Amazon Prime, I think. Oh my God, I'm going to fucking blank on the name of that too. It's like a 4-part series where they break down, like they do tiny little documentaries on like every horror movie from like the first they do the 70s and then the 80s and the 90s. Like it's like each one of these documentaries is like 4 hours long, and it's unbelievable how many movies they cover in them. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's goodness, I'll do some googling, I'll come up with it here. But it's really entertaining, and it kind of gives you some ideas of like, oh, like I'd like to I'd like to watch this one or this one, especially like really obscure ones from way back in the day. And I remember they talk about Sleepaway Camp, and of course they give away that ending. But when a movie's 40 plus years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, I knew about the twist even before I saw the movie.
Bam. Let's see. Horror documentary. What are you called?
I will say I did go to a camp like that. It was a church camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking at the trailer to the thing, and the cabins looked very similar. And I was like, damn, thank God I didn't get murdered at church camp. But I did get kicked out.
Go on.
You could.
It was actually not during camp, but we would go up there. They did like reservations, like little weekend reservations, tent sites or whatever. And I was up there with my family and another family, and we were just too loud for them because quiet hours were 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we were just up having a good time talking around a little campfire.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us one warning, and then they kicked us out, and we had to leave and pack our whole tent and fucking go home at like 10 o'clock at night from a church camp.
You and Spindly Pete.
Spindly Pete. That's what we called my mom. She was the, she was the mastermind behind the whole operation.
Nice. Documentary series is called In Search of Darkness. And it's wicked fucking cool. The first one is 4 hours and 24 minutes long.
Oh, what the fuck?
But it's like shockingly watchable. And the group 2019, chat.
Okay, so.
Yeah. If you got Sam's.
Oh, you
schedule.
Just got to the group chat?
Yep.
We really missed our chance to buy this 9-inch statue of Angela from Sleepaway Camp. And the statue's 9 inches, not the member.
Yep. But it is fully visible.
Yes. What would you. How would you react if you, say, went over to your friend's house and they had this statue just like on display and you just, huh?
So for those of you not looking at the statue, yes, this is Angela from Sleepaway Camp, fully mm-hmm. naked, covered in blood, yes. Dong hanging out, bloody knife in one hand with a crazy eyes and screaming in front of like a little Sleepaway Camp VHS tape or whatever. And it's available for pre-order from last year. $325 for the statue.
Jesus. Not bad. And it looks horribly made. It looks like 3D printed and then someone hand painted it.
All right. So yeah. So to piggyback off that, real question. You meet a new lady. You're single. You meet a new lady. Things are really good. You go over to her house. It's very classy. She has this statue on the fireplace. No explanation. Doesn't talk about it. Doesn't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you no get other, out of there right away?
No other memorabilia?
None.
From just that.
Everything else is pink and frilly.
I don't know, man. It depends.
Depends on how hot she is?
Yeah. I'm gonna scope the exits. Gonna have a plan in place.
Yep.
It's not the question I thought you were gonna ask us, but
I think we just see where the night takes us.
Yeah.
Never know.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we dip into some of these fun belt lists?
You don't want to talk about Sleepaway Camp anymore.
I mean, we can. No. I don't know if Matt's going to talk about it. We can move on to your number two at this point.
God, I was trying so hard to pay attention, but I started getting a headache.
Okay,
not good.
Goodness. Yeah. Should we just move on? I think.
Yeah. Where do we leave off in the order?
You are next with your number two.
My number two. Okay.
Yeah.
My number two is this is a real one, a real person. Which is
okay.
Yep. Ultimately the worst mom is one that actually existed. Mary Ann Cotton.
Oh.
Mary Ann Cotton.
This sounds familiar.
Does it?
But maybe?
No.
It should. I could just be tricking myself for all fucking I know.
So this 19th century nurse, Charles, are you familiar with her?
I do listen to Last Podcast. Yeah, I'm giving you a shot. A lot, so yeah.
You might have heard it somewhere.
Is she a Black Widow?
I found this in my research. I did not know of her last week. Uh-huh. But she doesn't ring a bell maybe around the United States, but in the UK, she's, you know, a pretty well-known, terrible person. Like I said, 19th century nurse. She was a seamstress, a housekeeper, a nurse, but her hobby was killing her children.
Yep.
She had 13 children, and she poisoned and killed 11 of them.
That's so much work.
Yeah.
Just don't have the kids.
she had to chop it up, though. She also had four husbands, two lovers.
Oh.
And two others. This article said, and I couldn't say it any other way because I thought that was perfect. Two others. So not a partner, but an other.
Mm-hmm.
Let that, you know, let your mind do the wandering there. She was poisoning all these people with arsenic, which, you know, there wasn't highly technical, what do they call them? Not biopsy.
Autopsy?
Autopsies back then. So they would not have picked up on the arsenic. It was a new weapon of choice. But by the end of her life, she was found by Scotland Yard killing 21 people from, you know, her children, 11 of them, and Jesus. Other husbands and lovers and others. And which is just astounding. How could that happen? Oh yeah, well, she's had 13 children. Just terrible luck.
So when she died from hanging, she was 40 years old.
You see a photo of her, you wouldn't believe that, though.
No. This is a rough 40 year old. This is the 1800s version of 40 years old. When can you biologically have children? Like 13.
Guess who's back? Sam. Sam's back.
Tell your friend.
No, but Sam, you just mentioned, you know, she was hung to death in 1873.
What are you talking about?
And they purposely cut the rope too short. Which, do you get, you know what that implicates?
Yeah, it's her head off, right?
No, too short means it didn't snap her neck.
Uh-huh.
She had to sit there and suffocate in front of a crowd of people.
Who's this?
This Queen, is my number two, Marianne Cotton. Killed 11 out of 13 children and 10 other people.
Also invented the cotton gin.
Mm-hmm. That's a rich life, all by the age of 40 years old.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty bad mom, I gotta say.
Was she capable of, like, having a child in, say, like 6 months instead of 9? Did she develop that skill where she could just pump them out, like, really quick? 13
back in
kids.
The day, they just could.
I think the Scots are known for twins.
Oh.
And double mint gum.
I'm actually myself due for twins. Based on my Scottish heritage. Yeah. My number two, Marianne Cotton. Fucking what a bitch.
That's a fine
11 kids. Two. That's a lot.
Yeah. One of the early serial killers, too.
Wow. Pretty sweet. Who's next?
Oh, me.
Go, oh, Charles.
Yeah.
We already mentioned her, but it was my number two is Patsy Ramsey.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
That's why I was like, oh, okay, we're talking about Patsy Ramsey earlier. But yes, so my number two is Patsy Ramsey. She definitely knows that kid was killed either by them or the son. They fucking made up that whole shit about the ransom note. It's all too suspicious.
Yeah, you know, like, how is it still unsolved?
Mm-hmm. I know that the police absolutely bungled everything.
Oh my god!
they
everybody got to walk through that crime scene.
Yep, there were friends in cleaning up the kitchen.
The Chief Wiggum?
Yeah. Might as well have been.
Bake them away, toys.
What'd you say, Chief?
Put them in the car.
Yeah. I like on last podcast on the left, Henry Zebrowski does his impression of Chompinay, where he just sings T for two.
T for two and two for two.
That's funny.
Talking about a child that was murdered. But yes, go on.
I get a fun fact about this particular family.
Okay.
Maybe it's not that fun. Okay. I was in Boston right around the whole hullabaloo and the trial and all that in the media. And we were outside of Faneuil Hall in Boston where buskers usually hang out, you know, people playing fucking 5-gallon drums and, you know, juggling and shit like that.
Yeah.
And the rest of the Benet family was also there with me. My mom pointed it out and she was like, holy shit.
Wait, what?
Yeah. We saw the Ramsey family was just having a day out
in Boston
with their living kid in Boston.
So you saw John Benet.
No, she was
Patsy
dead.
And Burke. No, her dad is John Benet Ramsey as well. She was John Benet.
Oh, okay. My bad.
It's fucking weird.
Maybe that's why they offed her for it got too confusing. And the dad was like, I'm not going to deal with this forever.
This was a bad idea. I didn't know she died in 2006.
That seems later than I think.
She wasn't even 50.
Yeah.
I always think about that South Park episode where they have the JonBenet and Patty on as characters, and they're just like, they're on a still shot of them and they're just screaming like, you know what you did, but it's about something like quote unquote unrelated. It's pretty good. If you haven't seen that, go look that up. That's great.
All right. That's a good one. Who's Sam?
All right. My number two.
Dying to know.
Is Kate McAllister.
Oh.
Portrayed by Catherine O'Hara. From
such a I thought list. This was your number one.
No.
Okay.
This is a negligent parent if there ever was one.
Uh-huh.
You gotta pump out so many kids you can't even keep track of them. You're gonna leave one alone. You're gonna find your way all the way on the other side of the country, and then you're gonna get stranded there, and you have to get a ride back with John Candy. And who knows what your kid is up to in the meantime? Solving all sorts of burglaries. And then the audacity to do it a second time. You get him all the way to the airport, and you can't even pay attention enough to him to make sure he's on the same plane. This is the quintessential bad mom. Catherine O'Hara as Kate McAllister.
You know what, Sam? Since your list is so fucking clever and funny, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this is a fucking terrible pick. That woman was holding that whole family together by a shoestring. And nobody was interested in helping her. The kids were all little shits. The husband was worthless. And who wouldn't get in a fucking van with Gus Polinski, the polka king of the Midwest?
Yeah, polka, polka, polka.
Well, listen, I know it's been a widely debated topic of like, what did the dad from Home Alone do to afford that house with that many kids? But no one talks about what the mom did, because I don't think that she had a job.
She definitely didn't.
No, just falling right into that mother role. And if you're going to have one role in life and it's going to be a mother, might as well pay attention to your fucking kids.
Mama.
So, Sam, I think you could probably, reason with this. The story for her is she was a fashion designer. You know, the big checks come and go. So maybe they bought the house on a nice hat she designed.
Why is every character she plays some sort of eccentric artist?
Or a terrible mother? I don't know. Maybe it's just
a
maybe
sacrifice
it's,
of art.
Maybe it's play what you know. Maybe she's just a bad mom in real life. I'm not disparaging the name of Catherine O'Hara.
Nope, not supporting that. I'm going to let you float out with that.
In all honesty, she seems like a good person.
Sure she does.
And again, I could even let it go if she left her kid at home one time. But to get him stranded in New York City a second time, unacceptable.
Okay, I got to challenge you. I got to challenge you. Was she in Home Alone 3 or any others?
No. I think by that point, Child Services had come, taken away her family, sent her into jail for just being a bad mom.
Got it.
Yep. Hmm. Show me the proof.
I don't know. She seemed pretty upset.
Well, yeah, you can be upset about something, but that you shouldn't let it happen in the first place.
Nobody was helping her rectify the situation. They were just following her around in lobbies and shit. Nobody got on the fucking van. Nobody was at the airport. What, are they going to take care of the fucking, you know, what's his name? Snivels there?
Sniffles. Yeah, the cousin with like the fucking constantly have the sniffles.
The one thing that we can all, I think, agree on here is all the men in that movie were fucking bitches.
Yep. This is just simply not a list about those men.
Correct. I accept your nomination. I think she was a good mom.
Oh. Well, we'll let the fun butts decide.
Yeah, I guess we will. All right, who's up? Is it me?
You.
Yeah, my number one?
Number one.
All right, here we go. This is the point in the show where I really let loose.
Yep.
So, you want to know who I think the worst mom or moms are?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. My number one pick for worst moms are liberal white women. The fucking worst. They are the worst. They are too concerned with their like status as like whatever it is to fit into their fucking weird world that they think is good. And they fucking put their kids in harm's way all the fucking time in what they think is in the name of like kindness or something. And then when something bad does happen to the kids, they still refuse to admit that the whole thing happened because of their fucking shitty fucking decision making. And it sucks. It sucks. It's bad. And it's going to get worse. So that's my number one. The worst moms are fucking liberal white women. They're the fucking worst. They're probably the worst people on the planet, in my opinion. So there you go. Take that, all of y'all, and you can kiss my dry Mother Teresa pussy ass. Suck it. You know, John Cena's famous catchphrase, suck it.
Really rounded that fucking joke out there.
Yeah, well, I'm not joking about the fucking liberal white one. They're bad parents.
No, that's good. Some of the worst parents, I would say. Some of the worst are those people.
Right. Because on the other side, right, I'd say the other side are the pageant moms, right? They're usually hillbillies, which are usually Bible-thumping conservative. So sure, I don't disagree there either. But fucking liberal white women are fucking the worst. They're the worst.
Real quick, so, I've been working at MIT all week this week.
Oh, that sucks. Would you get caught in a fucking protest?
Literally today, there was a protest and they were warning us, like, you should probably leave by 4 o'clock because they're closing the streets down for work. So, yeah, I had a terrible day at work today, but that's nevertheless, there was a Palestinian protest going on that made it take me 2 hours to get home from work.
Oh,
of course there was. Of course,
I have to deal with those in DC every now and then.
Well, that makes more sense. But
yeah, I love getting that email where they're like, "Oh, there's a protest. Everyone work from home." Perfect.
even when there's not a protest, when you're driving around, you know, I'm driving a work truck around or my car. Either way, you as a vehicle are like the lowest on the food chain in the streets downtown Boston. The pedestrians and the scooters are just like, fuck you. Like, yeah, sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to take the red line in next time.
But yeah, liberal white women, the worst.
Fuck
the worst. They're the worst. They're the worst for so many reasons. But as far as mothers go, they make really, really bad decisions. And they're easily manipulated. That's the problem. They have no critical thinking bone in their body. That's the problem. That's why they're bad parents.
How is that different than any other woman? Am I right?
Oh, there we go. Thank you for taking it a step further. But now, since you've opened it up, let's talk about it. Let's repeal the 19th, right? Get the fuck out of here. No. But
end women's suffrage.
That was such a great bit.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah. So that's my number one, liberal white women. If you know a liberal white woman, a woman, just think about it for 2 seconds and go, yeah, I guess he's right. But anyway, that's it. Who wants to go next?
I think it's me. My number one is this woman who I was talking about with my mom, and I got her name wrong the first time.
Grandma.
But she corrected me. It's Susan Lee Smith.
Susan Lee Smith. Let's see.
Anybody? No? Doesn't jump out at you from the news?
No.
No?
Another real woman. You know, I hate to end on another negative note because it's true. This is the woman who strapped her 3-year-old and her 1-year-old in the back of the car and then just put a brick on the gas pedal and let it roll into a river.
Ugh.
And she did it so that this guy she was trying to get with, who said he didn't want kids, and she wanted that relationship more than that.
Oh, my God. So that's pretty monstrous.
Yeah.
1-year-old, huh?
14 months.
14 months. Because I will say, believe me, I'm not making any excuses, but I mean, I don't know. Postpartum for women after pregnancy is so fucking legit and so scary. And it's
insane. Right about that. This woman in particular had 3 suicide attempts before the birth of the children. So she was very mentally disturbed.
Yeah. So
to begin with, but
yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. And it's awful, and it doesn't excuse their actions ultimately, but it's not an excuse, and it just, I don't know. It sucks. I don't want to say it helps to understand the scenario, but it does.
It's awful. Understanding and explaining it's not an excuse.
Yeah.
But here's an interesting thing I took out of reading about this. They started breaking through on the case when her description of the location where she said that a black guy hijacked the car and did whatever. I didn't mention that. I just assumed everybody knew the story. So yeah, a big scary black guy took my car and drove it into a lake. And in her questioning, the police go over every minute of everything. They said, okay, you went to this intersection. What happened at this? Did you see any cars there? And she said, no, there were no cars there. And then the police knew that there were sensors in that intersection. So if there were no cars, she would have not seen a red light. And she said she did. So then they're going, okay, she's lying. And that was the thread that pulled her, kept some random black guy out of jail for life, probably.
Yeah.
And I'll just cap this little story off. She's eligible for parole in November.
Of course she is.
That's some white women. Not even white women. That's just women privilege in general. But that's awful. That's so awful. I fucking having kids and thinking about those fucking poor kids. I hate it. I hate it so fucking much to even think about that. I get I have a visceral reaction to it. I could.
And you should. And I was talking about this actually coming back from Maine on Mother's Day with my mom. And I told her what we were talking about for the list. And I misremembered the lady's name and she corrected me. And she goes, yeah, when that news story first broke, because it was a week long story where she was claiming innocence. My mother told me a story about her talking to her friend and goes, "Oh my God, can you believe this? This poor woman." And my mother goes, "This poor woman?" She goes, "She fucking did it."
Yeah.
Would you ever get out of a car and let somebody take your two children?
No. No. That's probably the most succinct, early spot on way to look at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Oh my God, the fucking, whew. I don't know.
Yeah, you'd be dead in the front seat of the car. You wouldn't be at home.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I'd do the same thing if my dog was in the car. Never
mind. There's nothing wrong with that baby. Either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my number one. That's a piece of shit right there.
Yeah. No. 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 Absolutely no fucking way. I honestly think. I said this the other day. I was like, I think I could withstand any amount of pain if I had to stop something bad from happening to my kids. I don't think anything could fucking like pain threshold wise register on my fucking.
Even if somebody clocked you in the back of the head outside of Extra Mart and said wallet.
His hand grazed my head because I heard it because he was wearing parachute pants.
Sorry to drop that in there. That's a great story though.
It is. It's actually, I think it was the last time I ever gotten any physical altercation in my entire life. And I was watching Your House.
Yeah.
That sucked. I could have went way worse. as an older me thinks back on that. But yeah, no, that's awful. I hate that so much. God, I hate that. Anyway, who's up? Charles?
Hey. All right, then. Ooh. I'm coming in with another heavy hitter. It's my number one is Casey Anthony.
Of course. Yeah.
That's also my number one.
Yeah, she should be.
Seriously?
Portrayed by Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara? Is there a movie coming out we don't know about?
Yo.
No, it's a fine number one. Go on.
Casey Anthony. Well, obviously this bitch did it, but found not guilty by the state of Florida because did they butcher this case.
What happened there? I don't really know the details on it.
To get down to it, enough false evidence was spread around through there that they found that there wasn't an actual standing on it. But the Florida police really fucked up gathering evidence on this, even though it was very obvious. She murdered her daughter and then got rid of the body. So much so that if they had actually properly gone through her search history, they would have found that she looked up how to asphyxiate someone. Multiple attempts, multiple times, not just searching it once, like out of curiosity.
That's right. So. It was her case where the police looked through her search history in like Internet Explorer, but didn't know that Firefox was a thing.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Yep. A lot of dumb shit like that.
I fucking hate incompetence. I really fucking do. People who are incompetent, like I'm like a small government guy, but I would fucking happily pay more in taxes or allocate some tax fund to being like, if you're a certain level of incompetence, here's money. Just don't fucking do anything of any responsibility. Just stay the fuck out of the way. Oh, God, what a bunch of fucking idiots.
Yeah, it's put up as an accidental death at this point. And the only thing she was charged with was false information.
Unreal.
Yep.
Yeah. And they gave her time served.
Even
false information.
Even before the murder, she was a piece of shit mom with her nanny, Zanny the nanny. Where basically she would they think that no one ever met this quote unquote nanny that she had. So they think that she just either drugged the little girl and then left, you know, so she could go party, or just set her down in front of a TV or something like that. But there was that. There was when she kept telling people that she had a job at, where was her job supposed to be? Was it Busch Gardens or something?
Don't drag theme parks into this.
she told people that she had this particular job, and so when the police wanted to know, like, okay, so like show us
you know, your office or whatever. She was literally like, okay, and like was walked them through the building until they came to like a dead end. And then only at that point did she turn around and go like, okay, I don't have a job.
I don't work here.
I don't work.
She should have been like, I'm a seat filler on the coasters. So if there's an empty seat, I sit in. So I'll, if you want to see it, we'll have to go on every coaster.
What else? She, in the middle of the trial, she then claimed that her dad molested her to try to get some sympathy. Of like the sympathy. Yeah. And meanwhile, her dad's like, what?
She threw her family under the bus.
Oh, holy shit. And then she went on to be in a relationship with her lawyer afterwards. Like,
live with Baez. Yes.
Yeah. And going to live with him. She seems great.
Seems like a real peach.
Did you guys see that post she put up last week on OnlyFans?
What?
Excuse me?
Oh, am I the only subscriber?
Go on.
About to be.
I was like, her eyes were all pie-eyed, and she had a mangled vagina.
Oh,
filled with no.
Oh.
Fuck that bitch.
Gross.
So those are two words I never want to hear next to each other again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, was that it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
We have any fun butt lists?
We do have three fun butt lists.
All right, great. Because I gotta get going because my daughter misses me and she's been crying this whole time.
Oh,
I gotta go. So let's move it along.
Number five, he has Max Mom from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Who's this?
Number four.
No, that's Max good. She Mom? Just.
No, no, no. Who the list is this?
Oh, Gray.
Oh, okay. I missed that part. I think he cut out.
Number four is Cersei Lannister.
Cersei Lannister, I don't think was a bad mom. I think she was a lunatic, but.
Oh, she's a crazy person, but I would have argued this as well.
Yeah, she like very much was like into her kids. Like that was her whole thing. Like, again, with the same with like Aunt Becky, like illegally a good mom. So, but anyway, keep going.
Yep. Number three, Lucille Bluth and Lindsay Bluth. Number two, Tony's mom from The Sopranos.
What? And, she's just an old woman.
Here is where we can argue this. Number one, apparently Skyler from Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I hated her.
You hate her now, but if you go back and watch that show.
It's a character. I know.
If you go back and watch that show, she is in the right most of the time.
Yeah, but that's not fun.
No, yeah. She's very unfun, but it's how you build it. Anyway.
Next up, we have Roman Hamadan.
Oh, wholesome.
Yeah. Number five, he has Britney Spears.
Oh.
Number four, Mama June, which is Honey Boo Boo's mom.
There you go.
Did number porn, three. I think. What?
I think she did porn.
Number three, Michelle Duggar from 19 Kids and Counting. Number two, Casey Anthony, and number one, Hitler's mom.
Was it really? Does she have anything to do with that?
Never heard about her.
I'll have to look it up.
She got rid of him. And lastly, we have Stone Cold Dave Howard.
Oh, damn. Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum.
Number five, we have Anata no Okasan. Four, Tu Madre. Three, Ihri Mutter.
What the fuck
two,
is this?
Joe Mama. And number one, your mother.
It's
your mom in all the different languages.
Oh, that's funny.
It took me a second too. Once we got to when I first saw it, I was like, oh, I see the joke he's doing.
When we first brought up this topic, I thought we were going to get into Yo Mama jokes, but
Yo Mama jokes.
We should, you know what? Did we ever do top five Yo Mama jokes we made up?
No.
Put it on the list. So. Put it on the list. All right. If that's it, any last words from everybody?
Be a good mom.
Yeah, be a good mom, please, for the love of Christ.
And if you're a single dad, be a good single dad mom.
Yeah. Or just, you know, grow out one side of your hair and then do like a split mom-dad look right down the center and just do both roles. Nothing bad could happen from that. All right. Anything else, anyone?
Yes. If you're dumb, wear a condom.
I feel like the dumb ones don't wear a condom. That's why they're dumb.
That's why I'm putting it out there.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, that's our show. We'll catch you next time. As always, smell you later.